Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with me in studio is the one and only Brian J. Hughes of the crew. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very, very pleased to be here.
I want to know how your summer was, what you did, where you performed, what was going on with you and the crew.
Well, our residency is still going on down at the Floridian Social Club. We are there every Sunday night, unless there's another event going on, but we usually post about that. But we've been there all year long, and we'll continue there through 2025.
Who is in the crew?
Okay, that's fun for me to say. That's John O'Leary on the piano. That is Alejandro Arenas on the upright and electric bass. Jean Balduc on the drums, and the one and only James Suggs on trumpet.
And what the heck do you do with that group?
Well, I'm a singer, and I do the vocals for the band. But what's great is John and Alejandro, and then when Rick Stewart comes in, everybody's helping out with background vocals now, so it's just getting bigger and fatter and funner each week.
I've been backstage with you guys. You love each other. You are brothers from another mother, right?
We are. We are great, great friends.
So tell us a little bit about what we see if we go to Floridian Social on Sunday night, and that starts at 6, is that right?
It does. It starts at 6 p.m. and goes until 9. We do two sets of it would be considered pop, jazz, American songbook. It's we play a variety of music, but we bring out these dancers, and these awesome dancers come out that just, you know, they want to just dance. And so we'll play R&B music, swing music, blues, soul music, and it's just a lot of fun to see the dancers out there.
You arrange a lot of the music?
Well, all of us together collectively, when we pick a song, we just, you know, point the direction we want to go, and everybody just sort of falls in place, and it comes out beautiful. That's what's this beautiful marriage of these five people together is. We pick a song and we just we make it crew. We crew it up is what we call it.
Do you guys rehearse in between?
No.
No, you just show up in those good-looking suits.
I wish I could say we rehearse. We have rehearsed for our show that's coming up at the Palladium.
Let's talk about that one.
Okay, yeah, and we really had to because we added Gumby Ortiz on percussion. We also added Fernando Cruz on saxophone. And as well as, with, of course, James is going to be there. And then I'm losing my place on my...
Well, tell me a little bit for those of you who don't know about Gumby Ortiz, he is a living legend on his way to Honolulu, according to our friend Brian.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about him.
So he is a world-class musician who travels with Al Di Meola when he's out on tour. And he's actually been on tour now most of this year. He had a little break here during the summer, and he just left today to start another 2-week stint. I believe it's at the Blue Note in Honolulu. He gets 5 days off, and in those 5 days, he's flying back here, and he's going to perform with us at the Palladium Side Door.
The Latin Side of Swing, September 19th. You know, I love the Palladium. Of course, Paul Wilburn, our regular podcaster, is the chief dishwasher, butter washer,
yeah.
And if you don't know Palladium Paul, please check out his blog. How did you get, it's Gumby has a connection to Tampa Bay, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, he moved here, I guess, back in the 70s, and he was one of the, I would say, the founding fathers of the music and jazz scene here with Fred Johnson and Michael Ross and all these guys that were here. There was only a few little clubs back in the late 70s and early 80s, and only a handful of musicians, and he was one of them. He got scooped up by Al Di Meola in the, I believe, the late 80s, I believe 88 or 89, and they've been touring ever since, over almost 30-some years that they've been together.
It's going to be unbelievable. I can't wait. Folks, this is definitely going to be the thing to see. And I think James has also another performance there. Tell us about that.
Well, James has a CD that's coming out.
Ooh, and, James!
And that, I believe, is going to be released at the end of October. James is going to be with us also at the Suncoast Jazz Festival. That's the big one coming up in November also. And that's going to be a 3-day event up there in Sankey, Florida, the 21st through the 23rd.
Celebrating 35 years. Shout out to Joan. Shout out to all the people that work there. Let me just read you the headliners on this one. To Be Skinny, Wycliffe Gordon, Diego Figueroa, Ken Popeski, Jason Marsalis, Professor Cunningham and his old school, as our friend Brian, our friend Nigel Daniela Soledade, the crew, Al Downing Trio, the legendary John Lamb, Heather Thorne, Eddie Metz, Paul Wilburn, yay Paul, and Eugenie Bondron back after many years, Theo Valentine. There's a lot of musicians in this town, Brian. Tell me how the scene has changed in jazz since you came here.
Well, it's actually gotten so much better in the last 8 to 10 years, where there's been a huge influx of population, more bars, more restaurants, more clubs, which is supportive of all the musicians that are here. One thing sort of snowballs into another, where if there's places to play, musicians start to show up, better musicians start to show up, and it becomes this really beautiful marriage of, you know, venues and places to play with great musicians here that actually want to move here. I believe Simon just moved over here to St. Pete. Simon Lasky, I'm speaking of. He was located in Tampa. He said, I'm going to come over here to St. Pete and check out the scene. And
make some trouble. He's got a residency now, I think, at the Birchwood on Friday night. And Simon Lasky is going to be starting a late night jazz thing here at Radio St. Pete. And he's performing with Alejandro Arenas and
Allison Nash. They have a trio going on, and they're playing, I believe, at the they just played at the Firehouse, but now they're playing at the other cultural event center.
Tell us about your last Thursday of the month.
Our last Thursday of the month is over at the Horse and Jockey. That's been going on for 15 years, believe it or not.
And so much fun.
It's a real hoot. It's a very much community supported venue where, you know, moms and pops and kids and jazz musicians and lots of fun people come to hang. John Lamb is one of the staples there. He's been there with me ever since we started that, and he just loves to come in, grab the bass, play a song or two or three or four, you never know which direction he's going to go.
If you didn't know how kind and generous of spirit Brian is, he's always showcasing somebody else. Tell us a little bit about John Lamb. How old is he? Didn't we celebrate what?
We did 90 for him, but he's actually 91 now. And I just talked to Paul a couple of weeks ago. We are scheduled now in January to celebrate his 92nd birthday. I don't know if you know this, but we are putting this together. I believe it's the 19th of January, and putting together an all-star cast of musicians to come together and play music with and for John Lamb at the Side Doors, where it's going to be put on this year. But we're going to celebrate 92 years of this just gentleman's existence and laughs and smiles and all the fun stuff that John does.
You know, you never know who's going to show up at the Floridian Social on Sunday night. Tell us about some of the people who said sometimes they're playing at big places and they come over.
It's always a surprise to me. The last couple of weeks, we had Patrick Bettison, world-class musician, come and sit in with the band. We had Carl Fisher of Billy Joel fame come in and just hang. He just wanted to hang out with us, and I didn't want him to just sit there. I said, if you have your horn, let's get up here. So he grabbed his horn and played a couple tunes with us. We're always happy to see musicians come by. Sasha Tuck came by. Allison Nash
came by. Sam Martinez.
Sam Martinez came by on the bass. Elias Tona was also on bass about a month ago. And, yeah, it's just you never know.
What are you working on music-wise for you?
So for me, I'm heading over with my family to do a little reconnaissance to put together a European tour for my band, The Crew. And
yay.
I'm going to try to take us over to England and Germany and do a small European tour with the guys and showcase the last album that we did and have some fun over in a completely different setting. That's our goal.
And let's talk about that last album. Tell us the name and tell us some of your favorite cuts on it.
So that was The Crew, and it just featured a boatload of American standards, is the way they're classified, but probably Straighten Up and Fly Right, Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Love that one.
And then we also threw in a great Billy Paul 1973 R&B tune, Me and Mrs. Jones. We kind of just ran through a bunch of the songs that we do on Sunday nights and that we've developed over the last 5 years. I guess this is our fifth year now here at the Floridian, and it's really become kind of our rehearsal slash try things out on Sundays. It's always fun.
Yeah, nothing amateur about that. Let me tell you that. You know, you played a little Louis Armstrong. That was pretty incredible.
Oh, I sat in with James. He did a tribute to Louis Armstrong just, I believe it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, August 8th.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. he does such an awesome job at putting together the music and the band, and he has this huge repertoire of Louis Armstrong tunes. And then what's also great about the way James does a show is he sits down and talks and tells you about his experiences, about why he was influenced by Louis Armstrong, and he'll tell you about how he went to his house and what he saw and what influenced him when he was a kid, and it's just great.
And of course, our dear friend Sharon Folta wrote the book.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, shout out to Sharon. We love you so much, girl. You played at the Florida Studio Theater for the Jazz Club of Sarasota, which I know Ken Poplawski's also played at.
Yeah, so that's a great music venue. You really feel super connected to the audience down there. But it was a sold-out venue. We played all of our favorite tunes, and I think people were really appreciative of what we were not only playing, but what we were saying in between the songs. They were somewhat surprised that we had such interesting banter in between songs.
It is, you know, actually, I think of you, Brian, as my own Frank Sinatra without the punch.
Oh.
Where else are you playing this fall? Tell us a little bit more about what else is going on.
So this fall we have our staples as far as the Floridian Social Club, the Horse and Jockey. Probably be back at Sola at the end of October. And then the big thing we'll be doing in November, of course, is going to be at the Suncoast Jazz Festival up in Sand Key, Clearwater. That's the 21st through the 23rd. We'll be opening up that whole series on the Thursday night for the VIPs, and then Friday night back on the main stage.
Radio St. Pete is proud to be a partner of both Clearwater Jazz Holiday and Suncoast Jazz Festival. We will be there. We will be rebroadcasting some of the great stuff. What are you listening to these days? Who are you listening to these days? What floats your boat?
That's a really good question. I'm all over the Sirius XM, and I have this two stations that I listen to. One is, of course, the Sinatra station, and then I also go to this Chris Stapleton station. And she, and then
are you changing hats on me? You could put on that cowboy hat instead of that fedora?
I really appreciate the way not only he sings, but the way he performs a song. He's a great songwriter. And then on his station, he takes everything from old school, you know, country all the way up to R&B and pop. I mean, you would not believe some of the stuff he plays on that station. So I'm all over that station.
I have Frank Sinatra now. I'm going to add that. I have to say, the Latin side of swing, what are the great Latin bands that you see? I mean, I'm a Tito Puente girl.
So Tito Puente, yeah. I mean, he brought out all this beautiful stuff. But the reason I kind of turned into this Latin type of music was over the years I'd seen, you know, Sinatra, Nat King Cole, and these guys, they embraced the bossa nova type of feel. And this was in the late 60s. There was a big emergence of that. But right before COVID hit, I had the opportunity to go to Cuba. And I was down there. Gumby Ortiz said, if you're going there, this is where you need to go. This is what you need to see. And I came back with all this energy based on what I had experienced down in Cuba. And I said, wow, I would really love to do something somewhat as close as I can to get to that vibe and that sound. Now, I had to wait quite a few years because of COVID came along, and then getting Gumby to come on board and being free and able to do it, and then put together the horn sections and, you know, eight people's schedules. So it's been a fun working.
Eight people?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you going to be singing?
The titles of the songs?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Well, from old school, we'll be doing the old things of like Sway and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. But we're doing some renditions of Latin interpretations of song. And I'll give you a great one. It's called Autumn Leaves, which is a standard. But you will not believe how this song comes out. It is an amazing arrangement of this old jazz standard, but it's just an amazing sound. We also do a whole new arrangement of La Vie en Rose, Nature Boy, I mean, these are songs we've kind of worked on over the years, and we've tried them in this different format of Latin, and they just feel so good.
Why do I feel like there's a new album going to come out on this?
Well, we have been hinting at this with the five of us, and we were talking about going away and doing something and spending a week together and recording another album. It's in the discussion phase, and what we're looking at probably in 2026 is to do that, and then hopefully go do a little bit of a European tour. If we can get those both off the ground in 2026, we'll have a great year.
I'm sure the Nice Jazz Festival would love to have you.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
We'll put you in touch with Chico Freeman, too. Oh,
please do.
You know, folks, if you've just joined Music Scene, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. With me in studio is the one and only Brian J. Hughes, one of the most generous musicians, famous in New York, famous here. Brian Hughes and the crew, you can see them at the Floridian Social on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, the Latin Side of Swing, September 19th at the Palladium, and the Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 21 through 23. Get tickets for the whole weekend. Brian, tell me a little bit about why the Palladium has been so important to jazz and what Paul Wilborn has done with that wonderful venue.
Well, Paul supports all walks of musicians, everything from blues to jazz to soul, and then to also experimental. And he gives out, well, the Palladium gives out grants to musicians and artists that help support their projects. It will fund going in the studio, recording new and different type of music, and then it provides the venue to have people come in and listen to that music. So each year he gives out these grants to the fellows, and each year these recipients then perform. Alejandro Arenas is going to be doing his show coming up in I believe it's the 27th of September, and but he's also a grant recipient. I believe Simon Lasky is also
the Bacharach Project, right?
Yep, he's also got another show coming up, and is a recipient of this grant. So it's a super supportive venue, super supportive. It's hard to say cast over there. Paul and his crew.
Absolutely. And his beautiful wife, Eugenie, who also has a podcast live from Station 12 studio. So I want to thank you so much for coming in. I want to also remind you that they're going to be coming back to the beach. It's solar probably. And also the last Thursday at the Horse and Jockey for some incredible fish and chips and jazz. And dozens of people just come. Musicians come. Everyone comes. Brian, parting words to our friends before the fall jazz season kicks into gear.
Well, buckle up. It's going to be a fun ride over these next couple of months. Please check your local listings. Look for all these awesome musicians that are all over town. But come support your live local musicians. We always appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you, Nanette, for having me on today. I really, really appreciate it.
Always. And folks, follow Brian J. Hughes and the crew, James Suggs, Alejandro Honor. Sign up for all of their Facebooks for Radio St. Pete's Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Jazz hands.
What's in front of me? I don't wanna be apart. I can't stop my feelings. I can't hide the reasons that I want you to be here. You can make the season change from red to green. Yeah, I can't lie. Every time you smile, it seems clear. Could this be love? This be real, believe in what you see, and what you wanna feel. Could this be me, could this be you, we're on a roulette wheel, spinning into view. Could this be love, could this be love.
Thank you.
from all that's touched my heart. Just the very thought of you makes me say I love you. I don't want to be apart. Well, I can't stop my feelings. I can't hide the reasons that I want you to be here. You can make the season change from red to green. And I can't lie, every time you smile it seems clear. Could this be love?
Could this be love?
Could this be real?
Could this be real?
Believe in what you see and what you wanna feel. Could this be me?
Could this be me?
Could this be you?
Could this be me?
We're on a roulette wheel spinning into view. Could this be love? Well, we're ordinary people living ordinary lives like we do. And we're holding out for someone, someone who can take away the loneliness. I wonder.
Could this be real?
And what you wanna feel? Could this be me?
Could this be me?